2 Chronicles chapter 14. So Abijah slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of David, and Asa his son reigned in his place. 3162 880 BC. In his days the land was quiet 10 years. And Asa did that which was good and right in the eyes of the Lord Jehovah, his God. Because he took away the altars of the strange gods, and the high places, and broke down the images, and cut down the groves. And commanded Judah to seek the Lord Jehovah God of their forefathers, and to do the law and the commandment. Also he took away out of all the cities of Judah the high places and the images, and the kingdom was quiet before him. And he built fenced cities in Judah. Because the land had rest, and he had no war in those years, because the Lord Jehovah had given him rest. Therefore he said to Judah, Let us build these cities, and make walls around them, and towers, gates, and bars, while the land is yet before us. Because we have sought the Lord Jehovah, our God, we have sought him, and he has given us rest on every side. So they built and prospered. And Asa had an army of men who carried shields and spears, out of Judah 300,000. And out of Benjamin, who carried shields and drew bows, 280,000, all these were mighty men of valor. And there came out against them Zerah the Ethiopian with an army of 1,300,000 chariots. And came to Mersha. Then Asa went out against him, and they set the battle in array in the valley of Zephathah at Mersha. And Asa cried to the Lord Jehovah, his God, and said, Lord Jehovah, it is nothing with you to help, whether with many, or with those who have no power. Help us, O Lord Jehovah, our God. Because we rest on you, and in your name we go against this multitude. O Lord Jehovah, you are our God, let not man prevail against you. So the Lord Jehovah struck the Ethiopians before Asa, and before Judah, and the Ethiopians fled. And Asa and the people who were with him pursued them to Gerar, and the Ethiopians were overthrown, that they could not recover themselves, because they were destroyed before the Lord Jehovah and before his army, and they carried away very much spoil. And they struck all the cities all around Gerar, because the fear of the Lord Jehovah came upon them, and they spoiled all the cities. Because there was exceedingly much spoil in them. They struck also the tents of cattle, and carried away sheep and camels in abundance, and returned to Jerusalem.